Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote about Lincoln for you. It's by Reinhold Niebuhr, the theologian who wrote the Serenity Prayer used in AA. Lincoln's responsibilities precluded the luxuries of simple detachment of an irresponsible observer. Detachment from responsibility is a luxury Lincoln didn't have. So about his spiritual life, that meant he was not a saint, if by saint we picture a pure lamb of light and innocence. The decisions Lincoln made, like the one we talked about last week in terms of the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862, the Native American situation in the West was second only to slavery in terms of the moral issues facing the growing America. Many ministers from various large denominations visited Lincoln often, telling him what God told them he should do. He listened a lot. He also wondered why God didn't tell him what to do, since, as he reminded one particularly conceited group, that he was the president. Did he need to be a Methodist or a Presbyterian to get the moral answer? Lincoln very much wanted to do the right thing. In one famous speech at Cooperstown, New York, Cooper's Union, New York, he made it clear that might did not make right. As president, there were lots of things he had the power to do, and only a few things did he have the right to do. As detached observers, many people tried to, quote, speak truth to power, as we say. He wanted only the power to speak the truth. So honesty really was his spiritual claim to fame. Historians agree Lincoln was as honest as his reputation says he was. And he was open to listen. One minister came to speak with him, an abolitionist believer in God. But rather than preach to him as what he should do, she got down on her knees and prayed for him and with him to encourage him to seek divine light and to console him in his struggles. That's right, she. She was a famous Quaker woman minister, Eliza P. Gurney, and he wrote her at least one letter after their meeting about his theological and ethical thoughts. In the 2 years that followed her visit, he came to see what she saw about God and about slavery, and from that he came to see what America should do. Most people have a deep need to feel that they are right and good and true, but Lincoln's virtue was political. He would do what was possible, not what was pure. He wanted to be honorable, but as he said, we here hold the power and bear the responsibility. As a young man, Lincoln had become familiar, either by book or lecture, with Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he is mightily moved to join what Emerson called the currents of events, like a river. He wanted to show the world what he called the fire of genius. Virtue also meant excellence. It did not mean detached moral purity. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln. This is Duncan Newcomer.